Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Great Bridge, the epic story of the building of the Brooklyn Bridge by David McCullough. Read by Edward Herman, with narration by Linda Emond.
It so happens that the work which is likely to be our most durable monument and to convey some knowledge of us to the most remote posterity is a work of bare utility, not a shrine, not a fortress, not a palace, but a bridge. Montgomery Schuyler, in Harper's Weekly, May 24, 1883. The plan. They met at his request on at least six different occasions, beginning in February 1869. With everyone present, there were just nine in all: the seven distinguished consultants he had selected, his oldest son, Colonel Washington Roebling, who kept the minutes, and himself, the intense, enigmatic John Augustus Roebling, wealthy wire rope manufacturer of Trenton, New Jersey, and builder of unprecedented suspension bridges. They met at the Brooklyn Gaslight Company on Fulton Street, where the new bridge company had been conducting its affairs until regular offices could be arranged for. They gathered about the big plan.